Mike to Dubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the Word of God. Last time we did a little review about being sure that we are a child of God. That's so very, very important. And that we have the witness of the Holy Spirit in our heart. We're told that when we accept Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit and gives us that assurance of our salvation. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, we're told that God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. And it's wonderful to have that witness of the Holy Spirit in giving us that assurance. And, of course, the Word of God itself gives us assurance that we have eternal life. Now, that's what we're going to look at for a few moments here. We're talking about eternal security. An eternal security means that once we're saved for eternity. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus was thinking about physical birth. But Jesus was talking about spiritual birth. Just as a person is born physically into a family, nothing can change that. His parents may disown him. They may say he's not our son, but he is, because they gave birth to him. He was born into their family. Nothing can change that. Though he may commit terrible crimes, and though they may disown him, and they may say, well, we don't know who he is. The truth of the matter is, he's still their son, because he was born into their family. And, beloved, that's what the second birth means. Once a person is born again into the family of God, nothing can change that. They're God's child from that moment forward. Oh, they may slip and falter in their Christian life. They may not grow much as a child of God. They may die in a life of not having served the Lord and lived for the Lord, and their life may not have really reflected the love of God. But if they've been truly born again, they'll go to heaven when they die, because they're God's child. But at the judgment seat of Christ, the truth of their life will be revealed and will be made known, and they will lose many rewards that they could have had they lived for the Lord and had they served Him. That's what the judgment seat of Christ is all about. Whether our life was made up of wood, hay, and stubble, which will be destroyed and seen for what it is at the judgment seat of Christ, or whether it's gold, silver, and precious stone, as we're told about over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Gold, silver, and precious stones, they endure fire. That is, fire is a symbol of judgment, and they will endure the judgment. They will show up for what they truly are. And thus the child of God will be rewarded because of their pure motive in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. But those who have served the Lord, or have gone to church, or have given to the spreading of the gospel, or whatever they've done, if they did it with a wrong motive, if they did it to bring applause to themselves, if they did it to show people what a good person I am, if they did it with a selfish motive, it will amount to wood, hay, and stubble. It will not be to the glory and honor of the Lord that will bring reward at the judgment seat of Christ. And so we see, beloved, eternal security doesn't mean that an individual is going to live a perfect life and that he'll never falter in his walk with the Lord. It simply means that he's been born into the family of God, and he is God's child. Now let's look at some scriptures in reference to this. If you'll look with me to the Gospel of John again, chapter 10, and verse 28 and 29. That's where we'll start. John 10, 28 and 29. And the Lord Jesus is speaking here in verse 23 of John 10. Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." You see, beloved, when we accept Christ as Savior, it's like becoming a part of the flock of God. That's what church is all about. And an individual becoming a part of a body of local believers, worshiping the Lord together and serving the Lord together. And so the Lord Jesus likens it to his being the good shepherd, and we who believe in Christ and accepting him as Savior are sheep that are born into the fold of God, into the family of God. And so in verse 28 he says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Now previously we've talked about what it means to perish, to die without Christ, to die separated from him, to go to Hades, and to eventually the lake of fire. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Once we've been born into God's family, nothing that any people or any person or any group of people or any religious group can do can take you out of God's salvation and out of the hand of God. It doesn't matter how you're persecuted, if you're a child of God, you're still his child. You still belong to him, irregardless of persecution that may come your way from man. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one, no man, is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him, because he said that he was God, and they realized what he was saying, and yet they wouldn't believe in him. They wouldn't accept him. And so, beloved, he said, when a person accepts Christ as Savior, the Spirit of God moves into our spirit, as we saw last time, to do the work of salvation, John 3:6. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us that he lives in our spirit, and our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Then he says that "I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And so, beloved, when we accept Christ as Savior, we're given eternal life. We're in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 29 he says, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And so, beloved, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We're in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the hand of God the Father. You talk about being safe. You talk about being secure. Beloved, that's the best place to be, in the hand of God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, possessed by the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. And so, beloved, this is a scripture that should give you real comfort and encouragement and assurance of your salvation if you have truly been born into the family of God. Now let's consider another scripture over in the Gospel, or the book, rather, of 1 John, not the Gospel of John. John the Apostle wrote the Gospel of John, but he also wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of Revelation, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And so here we'll notice again in 1 John, and notice the reference here, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. Jesus says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, beloved, God's Word gives us assurance of our salvation. And God's Word makes it clear that once we've accepted Christ as Savior, we are His child. Again, "these things have I written unto you." And he was talking in verse 11, this is the record, God's Word's the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And so, beloved, do you have that assurance? Do you have that knowledge? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." And, beloved, we can be certain that it is life everlasting. It's life eternal. As he said in verse 13, "ye may know that ye have eternal life." And so I'd ask you, do you have eternal life? Till next time, goodbye.